Welcome, everybody, to the NCAA Championship Preview on the Grilly Crew Sports Network, where we'll give you the best bet for the Purdue-UConn game, with UConn right now favored by 6.5 points. Make sure you go to BetMGM if you want the top sports book for betting on the NCAA Basketball Championship game. You can click on the link in the description down below if you're watching on YouTube to go to BetMGM, the top sports book out there. All right, guys, last night we saw two games that probably were a little different to what we thought we would see. I think most people thought Purdue, NC State would be the closer to two games. Alabama played UConn tough up until the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, and then UConn just kind of pulled away, which is what UConn does. I think they've won every game in the NCAA tournament for the last 2 years by double digits. They've been as dominating as any team back to the UCLA teams of the 1960s, 1970s. And they look completely unbeatable right now. They've got Donovan Clingan, who is a huge monster underneath. He will match up against Zach Edey. This should be a great basketball game. The thing I think people need to realize, though, when you look at Purdue, this is a team that is battle-tested. And I know over the past few years, they've lost a lot of closer. They've lost a lot of games in the tournament they shouldn't have lost. We've seen them turn that around this year. It almost reminds me of Virginia in 2019. Where in 2018, they lose to Maryland at Baltimore County, a 16 seed in the first round. You think it's going to destroy them. And then the next year, they come and win the national championship. Purdue is a team that started off the season blowing out Stanford, who was an NCAA tournament team that almost beat Kansas. They beat Morehead State by 30, an NCAA tournament team. They follow that up. This is the start of their season. They beat Xavier by 12. They beat Gonzaga by 10. They beat Tennessee by 4. They beat Marquette by 3. I mean, these are all highly ranked teams, NCAA tournament teams they started off the year just pounding on. They beat Alabama right before the Big Ten conference season kicked in totally. They beat Arizona. So I think that 6.5 points here to me is about what I expected the point spread to be, but I don't know that that's to me, 6.5 points getting Purdue against anybody seems like a good deal. UConn looks like the best team. UConn has struggled at times this year. A lot of those were because of injuries earlier in the season. But this field of 68 is now down to two teams. They're the best two teams. I think they've been the best two teams from day one of this college basketball season. The Boilermakers took care of business against North Carolina State in the Final Four on Saturday. They ended the Wolfpack's miraculous Cinderella run. They used a 12-1 run towards the end of the game to get room, to get a little bit of breathing room, won the game 63-50. This will be the Boilermakers' first time in the NCAA championship game since 1969, when Rick Mount and the guys went up against UCLA and Lou Alcindor. Of course, they came up short in that game. Purdue's never won a national championship. Now, the Huskies on the other end, they had a tight matchup with Alabama. Alabama's a really good team. And remember, Alabama's the team Purdue handled earlier in the season. The Crimson Tide kept the game close until the final few minutes. UConn pulled away to win 86-72. When we look at the matchup for Monday night's game, the obvious X factor is star Zach Edey for Purdue. He had 20 points, 12 rebounds on Saturday, which was a little bit off for him. But that was a game that I think a lot of that reason was because Purdue, NC State played at a lot slower tempo in that game. I don't think Purdue's going to be able to play at a controlled play pace, slow it down, make it a half-court game against UConn. UConn's very good defensively, and it's going to be really hard to get good shots if you run the shot clock inside of 10 seconds against them. Now, you got Clingan, who will be Zach Edey's toughest competition. I think when you watch Clingan, there's a chance that Clingan may be a better player. But Edey is adept at getting to the free throw line. He averages 11.2 attempts per game. That could help Purdue get some easy points at the line, but it could also stop the Huskies, because if they're getting to the line a lot, there's a lot of fouls there. UConn's not a really deep team. They really are only about 6 or 7 men deep. And Purdue's offense runs primarily through Edey, and no matter how good you are, the Boilermakers doesn't matter how good you are, Zach Edey is going to get you into foul trouble. If Clingan gets in foul trouble, Zach Edey will have his way inside. Now, Purdue's second leading scorer, I think, is the real X factor. That's Braden Smith. Braden Smith has been relatively quiet during the tournament, 8.4 points per game. Smith shot 43.9% from deep during the regular season, but that number has slipped under 35% in the tournament. If Smith finds himself open, and he's got to get open, he's going to have to knock those shots down if Purdue wants to win this game, because you can't let him concentrate on just defending Edie. The Boilermakers will obviously have a giant in the paint in Edie, but UConn has one on his side too. Donovan Klingon, the senior center who stands 7'2", is an elite rim protector. He averages over 2.5 blocks per game this season. And Edie has been dominant in the paint all tournament, but he has not seen a defender like Klingon yet. But as previously mentioned, Edie is tremendous at drawing fouls. Even college basketball's best defenders fall victim to trying to defend Edie, and it will be key for Klingon to avoid foul trouble. If the Huskies have to put Klingon on the bench for any elongated period of time, Edie's going to have a field day, and then this game gets really interesting. On offense, UConn's best scorers will need to come through after being somewhat inconsistent throughout this tournament. I think the big X factor outside of Klingon would be Tristan Newton. He had big performances in the round of 62 in the Sweet 16, but he had just 5 points in the Elite Eight. In Saturday's Final Four, he just had 12 points. Tristan Newton's going to have to get his points. Stephon Castle has had a decent tournament so far, but inconsistent also. If you look at his point lines, it's 14, 7, 16, 2, 21. Now, Newton and Castle and the rest of the Huskies will need to have big performances to take down this Purdue team. A high-scoring affair seems like a given in this year's national championship game. UConn has the top-adjusted offensive efficiency in KenPom, with Purdue holding the number three spot. The Huskies and Boilermakers have arguably been the best two teams this season, and it's only fitting that they are playing in this national championship game. Will Purdue win its first national championship ever? Or will UConn win a second straight in, what, six in the last quarter of a century? This game is going to be a great basketball game. I think both teams are well coached. I think Hurley at UConn is going to go down as an all-time great coach by the time this is all said and done. I think we're going to see UConn here more in the future. Purdue and Matt Painter. Matt Painter's been there for almost 20 years. He has not got them to the promised land. They are now there. Can he cash in? If he does, they'll probably put a statue to him in front of Purdue. I mean, Purdue is a place where, you know, you've had guys like John Wooden play. You've had Gene Katie coach there. There's a lot of legends that have went through Purdue, the Rick Mounts of the world. None of them got a national championship. If you're a Purdue fan, you have to be sitting there pissing yourself saying, is this really happening? Purdue has not been to the Final Four since 1980 when they came up short against UCLA in the national semifinal. This is their chance. They're going to have one night to rectify all of those demons of all the first-round losses and second-round losses and Sweet 16 losses that people think never should have happened. All that comes to one night, Phoenix, Arizona. The 6.5 points, I guarantee you this. I'm taking the 6.5 points and I'm taking Purdue. I don't think anybody's good enough to beat either one of these teams by 6.5 points. Right now, you're getting like plus 225 to plus 235 for a Purdue straight-up win. And I know a lot of people are going to tell me I'm nuts, but just go back, look at the article, Oakland versus Kentucky. You know, I am the only published, you know, author there that had a prediction of Oakland winning that game straight-up. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I think the Purdue Boilermakers are going to win this game. The safe bet is to take Purdue 6.5 points. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get on there and I'm going to take Purdue to win this game straight up. I think Zach Edey has a tremendous game. I think Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer, Lance Jones all play well. I think Purdue plays out of their mind in this game. I really believe if Purdue played UConn 10 times, UConn would win 6 or 7 of those games. But this is a one-and-done scenario. This is not best of seven. On Monday night, the Purdue Boilermakers will get their first banner ever that they could hoist at the University of Purdue. And then they're still down 5-1 to Indiana, but they had the most recent one. I think this, I think at the end, the UConn Huskies will fall to Purdue 82-80 in an absolute classic game tomorrow night. Zach Edey will be named the most outstanding player of the tournament, and Purdue raises their first banner. All right, guys, make sure you follow me on X at Grueling Truth. make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell notification. If you're a Purdue fan, you got to pound the like button on that. Not many people are going to pick Purdue, and I really think Purdue will pull this game out, and I think it's going to be a classic. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.